For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
And this is tape two of two tapes of the Saturday evening service of May the 29th, 1993. Tommy Cook, Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
In chapter 12, verse 6, and the woman. This woman is not natural Israel. That's the way I was taught it years ago. This woman's the church of Jesus Christ. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Hallelujah. Where she hath a place. You know, we go to a restaurant, it's called Joe's place, his place, or her place, or my place, but this is God's place. I may want to go to God's place. I'm tired of going to man's place. I want to be in God's place. Come on, help me. The woman, she flees into the wilderness. Where did Israel go to? They went in the wilderness. How many know God led them there? Where did they die? Just because they were circumcised didn't mean they all got in the land. Some of them, most of them died. Come on, hear me now. Amen. You have three alternatives when you're in that wilderness. I mean, no, you can take many, many laps around the same situation. Or number two, your bones can bleach. What does that mean? That means you have the promise in your hand and heart and still never enter what God said you could have. Or three, you can be an overcomer. You can stand and you can enter. I choose the last. How about you? Now listen to what it says. The woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God that they, everybody say they. They is verse 5. Let's go back to verse 5 now. And she, the woman, brought forth a man-child. This is not one little boy now. This is the corporate sonship company. Amen? The overcomers. She brought forth a man-child who was to what? Rule what? All nations. Now I hear these guys saying we're gonna go to heaven and live forever in heaven. How many know the Bible said there's a people going to rule here on the earth? Where's the nations, in heaven or here? Now, thank God for heaven. I believe there's a heaven. Thank God for that. I mean, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule what? All nations with a rod of iron. Her child was what? Caught up to God, to his throne. This is in the midst. This is at the time of tribulation. Now, turn back to chapter 2. And how long did they feed her there, though, in verse 6, though? They fed her there how long? 1,203 score years, having seen 3.5 years in all these scriptures we're looking at. The tribulation is not 7 years. You'll not find one scripture in Old Testament or New Testament says it's 7 years. It is 3.5 years. Jesus took the first 3.5 years. He was cut off in the midst of the week. And I believe there's still, I know some say that it's all over, finished. It was finished through the apostles. But regardless, there's 3.5 years left at the end of this age. It's got to yet be fulfilled. He took 3.5 years. The sons of God will have 3.5 years of ministry. So once again, the earth will see the ministry of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said the earth will see the ministry again of Jesus. Oh, thank God. I want to see it, don't you? I believe we've seen some of it today. Hallelujah. But how many know there's more coming? Amen. Look in Revelation 2 now. I want to show you who this people is, Revelation 2:26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. We're coming to the end, aren't we, brethren? Notice, to him the overcomer will I give power over the nations. Now, we can't even rule or build full sometime, can we? Come on. You know, brethren, if we don't overcome the little battles, we'll never come to the battle of the day of the Lord. How many know there's a people going to have boldness? 1 John 4:17 says, for that day of the Lord. Going to have boldness. Praise God. Now look at the scripture. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they, the nations, be broken to shivers. That means in small pieces. Even as I received of my Father, Jesus said. And I will give him that overcomer the morning star. And he shall what? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to what? I wrote this in my Bible. I said it here before, but I won't say it again. We've seen the shooting stars. We've seen the superstars. We're seeing the fallen stars, but we must see the real morning star. His name is Jesus. How many believe that? Now, what am I saying? Go back to Revelation 11. Here's what I'm saying. And the scriptures I read in chapter 11 and 12. In chapter 11, there is a people who will be trampled down. How many know if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be thrown out and be trampled under the foot of man. There's a people, even though they have been saved, many will die in the hour of tribulation. They will be trampled down to judgments, to martyrdom, however it may come. But many will die that way. That means they have been overcome in that sense. But how many know that many of those people will go right on to be with Jesus, even if they die, if they're saved? Amen? Then you have the group in chapter 12 that I showed you in verse 6, the woman. She goes into the wilderness. She's protected by God, and they are learning to overcome. So you have somebody overcome. You have somebody learning to overcome. You got that? Then back in chapter 11, verse 1, we see a people that was measured by God. And the fullness had come into them at this time of tribulation. And how many believe they had overcome some things? Huh? Oh, yes. And you'll read on down, verse 3, right on down. You'll see that they have power. They have power over the rain and over the plagues here coming on the earth. Praise God. Now, I want to touch something else just real quick. I want to touch a couple more things here. Anybody getting in a hurry to get out of here? Well, good. All right. I want to show you some things we have to overcome. Look in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. We must overcome. Look at verse 21. Oh, hallelujah. We must overcome. Everybody read verse 21 with me. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I mean, right in the Lord's Prayer, we're to pray, deliver us from the evil one. Jesus prayed that in John 17. Now, let's look at there in John 17 just a second with this scripture. And hold your place here. Look in John 17, 15. Now, let's look at this scripture. Let me ask you, does Jesus lie?
No.
Okay. Will it come to pass what he said?
Yes.
Do you believe what he says?
Yes.
Okay. 17, 15. Let's read it. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Now, notice the first part of that verse. I pray, he's praying to the Father, not, Father, that you should take them. Now, notice the word them. Look down verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, that's the apostles, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. How many's believed on him through his word? Well, that includes you in this prayer, doesn't it? Okay, back to verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. But what are we hearing every Sunday preached? Come on, help me now. Gonna fly away, that's right. And we sing it, I fly away, you know. And really, that song isn't too bad because when I die, I believe I am going to be with the Lord. How about you? But he says here, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou, Father, shouldest keep them from the evil one. That last part of that prayer is just as important as that first part. We'll believe that last part, many of us, but some won't believe that first part because our doctrine and tradition won't let us. Come on, help me now. And that's what the Lord told me one time. He said, many will believe the last half, but they will not believe the first half of that particular scripture there. Now, let's go back to Romans. He said we must overcome evil with good. Now, I can tell you, you cannot overcome evil with good unless you give your body to God and get your mind renewed with the Word of God. How many know that's true? In verse 3, you cannot overcome evil with good except if you're thinking of yourself more highly than you and I should think of. Come on, help me now.
Amen.
Verse 9, you can't overcome evil with good unless you abhor that which is evil. I mean, no, the Bible said we must abstain from that which is evil.
Amen.
Another scripture said we must not have no fellowship with the works of darkness.
Amen.
Evil works of darkness. And verse 11, he said if you're going to overcome evil with good, You can't be slothful in business. You're not taking a lot of things right there if you get on and preach on that. Amen? Fervent in spirit. Now look at verse 12. Patient in tribulation. I mean, no tribulation works patient. Yet you've got to be patient in tribulation to overcome evil. Verse 14. Bless them that persecute. Bless and curse not. That's how you overcome evil. Verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Verse 18. He said, as much as that lies in you, live peaceably with all men. I mean, no, vengeance is God. Verse 20, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. And so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. That whole chapter, you preach that whole chapter on that last verse. Now turn to the Song of Solomon. I wanted to preach out of the Song of Solomon tonight. How many love this book? You can't take it in the natural, can you? Hallelujah. Look in chapter 8. There's somebody going to overcome evil. But I want to take you to this scripture first here. Look in verse chapter 8. Look in verse 5. He's brought us through seven chapters to bring us to chapter 8, which is a mature chapter. Actually, 7 and 8 both, but especially 8. But look here in chapter 8, verse 5. Notice the first three words. Who is this? Maybe people saying that about you. Who is this? You see that word, this? That's a feminine gender of 516. Let's go to 516. Who is this woman, is what he's saying. Look in 516. In 516, it speaks of the Lord. His mouth is most sweet. Now, there's a difference. You got to hear this. From chapter 1, where she gets the kiss, to here where she's saying his mouth is most sweet. In chapter 1, there's a peck on the cheek, so to speak. But how many know there's intimacy right here? And how many know to come into that place, you will be tested. Come on, help me now. And the key to the Song of Solomon is this. 1-4, 2-4, and 3-4. No more. 1-4, 2-4, 3. I'm telling you, that's the key to the book of Song of Solomon. Now, his mouth is most sweet. How many believe that he has the best kisses of anybody? Come on, don't shout me down now. Huh? How many know that a kiss speaks of the intimacy of Jesus? It speaks of being face to face with someone. That is when you're kissing somebody, your wife or whoever, husband. It's somebody you love. Amen. And it's eye-to-eye contact, so to speak. It's mouth-to-mouth. There is a desire for that one to kiss you and you to kiss that person. Praise God. And so his mouth is most sweet. We're talking about Jesus. He's altogether lovely. And notice this, back in chapter 5. This is my beloved. And this is my friend. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, daughters of Jerusalem. That's those worldly church members. I met a few of them. You know, in chapter 5, listen, he comes knocking on her door with his voice. She ignores him. How many has ever ignored the voice of God? I have. And I know you have at times. And then she's frantic. She can't find him. Nowhere. And she goes to the watchman, she goes to those on the Broadway, she goes different places trying to find him, and all of a sudden she just starts confessing and telling what he's like. She didn't say, I was healed 20 years ago. She didn't say, I was saved 30 years ago. She didn't say, God, you know, the Lord blessed me yesterday. She began to describe Jesus to these worldly church members. And they said, notice, they said to her, really what they were saying is, what's your beloved to us? Otherwise, there's many beloveds. But when she finished, down in chapter 5:16, when she said, this is my beloved, this is my friend. Look in chapter 6, verse 1. Listen to what they said to her. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? Hallelujah. She had so described Jesus to these people, they wanted to seek him with her. And then she remembers where he's at. Look in verse 2. My beloved is gone down. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say gone down. Into his garden. That's in you and I. Christ in you. Come on. The hope of glory. And notice what he's doing. To the beds of spices. And notice he's feeding in the gardens. And the gardens is plural there. And gathering lilies. I mean, it was time to spread a table for Jesus. It's not just gimme, gimme, my name's Jimmy. I tell you, you need to spread a table and eye for Jesus. Come on. He'll feed off of that which he's put in you. That nature, that substance, that life. Amen? Look back in chapter 8 now. 8:5. Who is this? That's a feminine word, a gender from that verse that we saw there in chapter 5, 16. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? Or who is this woman coming up from the wilderness? Can I tell you something? Somebody's getting ready to come out and somebody's getting ready to go in. Which one's it going to be for us? And notice what she's doing. Leaning. We sing that song, don't we? Leaning upon her beloved. First of all, that beloved is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
And secondly, that beloved is the man child because they're going to feed her in the wilderness. We saw that in Revelation 12, 6. Now look at this. Leaning upon her beloved, I raise thee up. How many got raised up? I raise thee up under, that's submission, under the apple tree. Look in chapter 2. Hold your place. Look in chapter 2. We could spend all night here in this Song of Solomon. Chapter 2, verse 3. Notice, let me show you who the apple tree is. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I mean, oh, Jesus is that apple tree. He is that beloved. And he's among the sons. He's among the trees. How many know we're trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified? I sat down under. I submitted to him. Notice his shadow. That's Psalms 91. You know, and that's... With great delight, his fruit was sweet to my taste. Hallelujah. So back in chapter 5, who is this woman that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon our beloved. Now notice what she's saying. Now she's talking. Now you got to hear this. She is talking. I mean, no, that's kind of hard in the Song of Solomon. Now who's talking? Either him or her. Listen, in the beginning, she's doing a lot of talking. But as she begins to mature, how many know she quits talking and he does more talking?
Amen.
You know, when we first get saved, how many know we know everything? We got all the answers for everything and everybody. But as we're growing the Lord, we learn to let him do more talking. Come on, help me now. I raise thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. She's talking about the man child of Revelation 12, 5, right there. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6 now. Look down the middle of verse 6. Love is strong, come on, as death. Love is strong as death. Now, verse 7. Many waters, this is the tribulation, many waters cannot quench love. I don't care what the devil throws at you, he cannot put out the love of God. Neither can the floods drown it. Hallelujah. Now look over in verse 13, 8:13. Let's all read it. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice, cause me to hear it. Let me tell you what I think we need to repent of. Idolatry. Iniquity. Familiar spirits. And we need to repent of not listening to the voice of God. Because that's what brings the curse. It's one of the ways. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions. How many know John was a companion in Revelation in tribulation? And he said, the companions hearken to thy voice. Where was John? He was on the Isle of Patmos. He was there for the word of God and the testimony he held. And he heard the voice of God. And Jesus revealed the great book of Revelation to him. And he said, the companions hearken or listen to thy voice. Cause me. Everybody say that. Cause me to hear it. That's his voice. Amen? Hallelujah. Look in 5:2. Just a minute. Look in 5:2. She said, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. His voice is knocking on our hearts, isn't it? Yeah, he's knocking. Oh, hallelujah. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, he sang. Look in 5, look in 2:12. Look in 2:12. Look in 2:12. He said, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds has come. And notice the voice of the turtle, that's the Holy Ghost, come on, is heard in our land. And how many know he wants to land in your land? And he wants to speak in your land. Amen. I could say a lot about the dove. I have a lot of things on the dove. But anyway, he said the voice of the turtle is heard. It's heard. It's heard in our land. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look in chapter 2, verse 8. It said, the voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh. Oh, hallelujah. Look at this. Now, look how he's coming. God spoke to me right there the other day. The first night of the meeting. You know what he said to me? I'm going to tell you in just a second, find it. He spoke to me. And here's what he said. I'm going to read it. Now listen. For the Lord thy God walketh. God's going somewhere. We better keep in step with God. But to keep in step with God, you got to hear the Holy Ghost. You got to be led by the Holy Ghost. You got to have a cross. Amen? And how many old people's going to think you are crazy when you follow God? Now, well, thank you. They're going to let you know you are crazy. Come on, help me now. But God's going somewhere, and we need to be in step with God. Enoch knew where God was going. He walked with God. He was not, for God took him. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. But here's what God said. The Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp. And here's why God's coming in the camp. How many know this is a camp? This is a camp? Our home's a camp. And this is why God's come in the camp, to deliver thee. Number 2, to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. Amen. And if God turns away, we're going to lose the blessing. We're going to lose the deliverance. We're going to lose the anointing. We're going to lose his favor. And you could go on, we're going to lose his power. God is going to rid the church of uncleanness. And the Bible said God is going to walk, hallelujah, right in the midst of the camp. You know what I believe? We're getting ready for a visitation from God that we have not seen. And God's getting us ready for that visitation. How many know it's time to get this vessel, come on, cleaned up? And so he is walking, hallelujah. He said, I'll walk with you and talk with you, didn't he? Hallelujah. And so right here, I'm going to bring it to a close here in a minute. I got so much. I like to stay here 2 more hours. But I don't want to wear you out. Chapter 2. And I don't usually preach this long. Chapter 2, unless I feel led. Chapter 2, verse 8. I heard these preachers laughing. Chapter 2, verse 8. The voice of my beloved. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping up on the mountains and he's skipping on the hills. He's bringing joy in the camp, isn't he?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We need that skip. We need that leap ourselves, don't we? Now notice what he's saying in verse 10 to this one now. As he comes in the camp, leaping and skipping, he says, my beloved spake and said to me, rise up, my love and my fair one, and come away. And I want to tell you, that ain't a rapture. You might get raptured, all right. And then down in verse 13, he said, rise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. There's coming a visitation. I know there's coming one. Amen. And I know the Bible teaches. Jack's talking about translation. How many of the Bible talks about there's a people going to ascend? Revelation 11. There's only one ever ascended before. His name is Jesus. You trace every scripture, you'll never find anybody else except Jesus, who actually ascended back to God. But there's another people going to ascend. Hallelujah. 2, I mean, old John was told, as well as those in Revelation 11, to come up hither. That's scripture. And then there is resurrection. In Revelation 11, there is resurrection. Luke 20 tells us that the sons of God will start this resurrection. And the Bible said every man what? In his own order, his own rank, group, battalion, whatever he's in. Not everybody's going to be in the same rank. How many know, though, like Jack said last night, everybody's going to be, though, sooner or later in the resurrection. But there's time, different time frames. I won't get into that because I can, but I won't tonight. And the word caught up is Scripture. So we have scriptural terms. So I hope to ascend. I hope to be caught up. Hallelujah. And I want to be resurrected. I'll give you one scripture in closing. Luke 20 now. Luke 20. Luke chapter 20. Verse 35. And I'll close with this. Let's go back to 34. The children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy. What makes us worthy? Those who watch and pray will be counted worthy. Luke 21. Those are counted worthy to obtain what? That world, that age, that 1,000 years. And the resurrection from the dead, out from among the dead, actually is what it means there. Neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, which means some did. For they are equal to the angels, and we know there's different ranks in the angels. And are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. But the word children should be sons of God, being the sons of the resurrection. That's what the Greek is, sons. Sons. Sons of God, sons of the resurrection. Praise God. God has sons. And let me tell you right now, in closing, how many's got a hope tonight? And that hope is in not in man, but it's in Jesus. And with the hope, let me tell you what comes, is this, travail. And when there's a travail, there's a conception. And when you have a conception, you have a seed that's been, as our sister preached so glorious this morning. And with a seed, it represents the Word of God. Represents the Word of God. And how many know when the Word is put in you, faith arises in your heart. And faith brings forth a vision, and without a vision, we're going to perish. And a vision will bring you back to hope. And in closing, I want to just say this right quick. I just feel constrained. There's seven women that was barren in the Scriptures. Hannah was barren. Rebecca was barren. Rachel was barren. Samson's mother was barren. Sarah was barren. Elizabeth was barren. And the church is barren. And the church will bring forth a man child. The overcomers. God's sons. And God's waiting on that. There is today a man with a ministry in the throne. His name is Jesus. I'm going to say it again. There's a man named Jesus who has a ministry in the throne. And yet he's raising up a corporate man with a ministry to rule with him in the throne. How many don't want to rule with him? But the church will bring forth a man child. The overcomers. God's sons. And God's waiting on that. There is today a man with a ministry in the throne. His name is Jesus. I'm going to say it again. There's a man named Jesus who has a ministry in the throne. And yet he's raising up a corporate man with a ministry to rule with him in the throne. How many don't want to rule with him? Praise God. I want to take a few questions and then we're going to stand and pray just a minute. Anybody got a question concerning the end times? Praise God.
I got a question, brother.
Okay.
In Revelation 12:1, we're reading about
the woman.
Great wonder in heaven, the woman.
Yes.
Would you agree that chapter 11, verse 19, where it says in the temple of God was opened in heaven, and they were seen in his temple, the ark of his testament. There were lightnings and voices, thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Do you agree that that ties in with this first verse of
the Bible? Well, yeah, I'd have to tie right in with it, yeah. And there were three temples. There was a heavenly temple, there was a natural temple, and there was a spiritual temple. And, you know, the heavenly temple, how many know Satan was the first one who was the Antichrist? Who was Antichrist? He fell in heaven. Are you hearing me? and he brought an opposition, and he exalted himself against God, and it brought an apostasy. Now, that's in the heavenly temple. In the spiritual temple, in the natural temple, Manasseh brought a carved idol into the house of God. It also was exalting, opposing the true and living God, and it brought an apostasy. He seduced God's people. Now, in this end time, we see it happening in the spiritual temple. There's going to be an apostasy. That man of sin is sitting in the temple, opposing, exalting himself against God. How many know that temple again is this temple? It says temple of God. There is. I don't care if they build 50 temples in the Middle East. It is not the temple of God. This is the temple of God. He's going to oppose. He's going to exalt. And he's going to bring an apostasy. Just like in the heavenly temple and in the natural temple. We're seeing it again now. There's a man who wrote a book. I won't call his name, but he wrote a book. And he said the word apostasy was the rapture, and that's a lie. That apostasy there in Thessalonians is a falling away. It's a defection from the truth. It's turning, it's rebellion, it's revolting against God. And there's two ways to look at that. Not only turning away from God, but there's some back up on the high calling of God. Did you hear that? There's some recall against sonship and the overcoming and the high calling of God. I mean, no, we can't stop any place. We have to move on up in God. Somebody say amen. Okay, praise God.
There's a Christ coming in his people.
Yes.
Not in the cloud, as the Bible says.
He's coming in us now, getting us ready for his literal glorious appearing after the tribulation. Praise God. Let's stand. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I may believe he is coming again.
Amen.
Now, I believe that we need to repent of several things tonight. And I mentioned a few while ago. And I don't want just to go through some kind of ritual. But I want you to believe the Lord when we pray. Just pray with me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly
Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus.
We submit our temple to you.
Forgive us, Lord,
Of every sin.
All transgression,
all iniquities.
I repent of iniquity drives
that's in me.
Things that I do
that I know I should not do.
Help me, Lord, to give up iniquity,
lawlessness,
rebellion,
being independent.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
forgive me for all idolatry,
all spiritual adultery,
spiritual fornication.
Forgive me for touching the occult
in any area.
Lord Jesus,
I ask you to also forgive me
for submitting
to familiar spirits.
I repent
of listening,
of yielding,
obeying
of that familiar spirit
that's in my bloodline.
I turn from that spirit.
I curse that spirit.
I rebuke that spirit.
I charge that spirit
to be cut off from me,
from my family,
from my children,
from my seed,
by the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
And Lord Jesus,
I ask you tonight
to cleanse me
from every curse
when I have not
obeyed the Holy Ghost.
Forgive me, Lord,
for disobedience,
for ignoring the Holy Spirit.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Help me to be obedient.
Help me to yield my temple to you.
Let me be one of the companions
that will submit to your voice
and be changed.
Name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath and let them go.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
All familiar spirits.
All familiar spirits.
All iniquity.
All disobedience.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
I command you to loose the people of God.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
all familiar spirits,
loose the people.
Iniquity drives,
come out, all iniquity drives.
In the name of Jesus,
you loose the people of God here as well.
I'm going to pray one other prayer.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I break all powers of control
over my life,
and as I've submitted to others, I command the spirit of control, dominion, Jezebel, to be broken. All manipulation, all domination, all witchcraft, loose me tonight in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let her go. You've been under ministries and people that's dominated and controlled you. Brethren, break it. Let her go. Let her go. Breathe it out. Cough it out. Let her go in the name of Jesus. All control, I command it. Command it to loose the people of God here. I felt it tonight in this service. Before I begin to preach, there's much control that has to be broken here tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break control over the ministries here that's been controlled by anyone. I break the power control over every ministry here that's dominated, controlled, manipulated by somebody else. In the name of Jesus, I loose them from churches and ministries and people that's controlled them. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of Jezebel, I break your power. You queen of heaven, I command you to come down over the people in this place. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of false prophet ministries, false prophecies over the people that's been given to the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of divination and witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe it out. Let her go. Cough it out. Name of Jesus. You've been under control. Let her go. I break the power control over husbands and wives, over children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's praise him now. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We praise your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Carry the Lord's hands upon you. And God is going to raise a lot of memories, and God's going to help you in this hour, and he's going to encourage you. My hand is reaching out to thee this night, and my strength is at your side. And I shall encourage and build you up and cause you to hear my voice anew and afresh. And the Lord said there's coming a new direction. There's coming a new direction because you've obeyed the voice of God. And because of your obedience to me, I'm going to send you in a new way. The ministry's going to change. And God said it's for the best. And you shall be benefited and my people shall be blessed and shall be benefited. And so as you yield yourself to me and as you submit yourself to me, I'm going to anoint your tongue. I'm going to speak through thee, for I've called you and raised you up to be a trumpet in this hour, saith the Lord. And you need not take a back seat to anyone, for I've anointed you, my hands upon you, and I've called you and placed you where you are. But God said there's truly and in this new direction, there shall come many answers. There shall come prophets to you with the words of the Lord that shall encourage and strengthen and enlighten you. And God shall show you things in the night season. He shall awaken. He shall alert you. And he shall reveal himself to you. For you've cried out for it, and it shall be, saith the Lord. I have spoken. Watch it come to pass, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I see the Lord reaching out to you, and I see a quiet and a gentle spirit within thee. And the Lord says he's bottled up your tears. He saw your hurts, and he saw those things that come against you from the right and from the left. But the Lord said, the greater one is in you, and I shall strengthen you, and I shall pour in the oil. I shall pour in the wine. I shall cause new strength to come out of Zion and out of the heavenlies and out of the spirit, to strengthen you for the walk and for the days ahead. And the Lord does strengthen your body. He does quicken your mortal body tonight. And he does cause you to see and cause you to hear. And God's going to turn you around sharply. And that direction shall be of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. 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 DB, the Lord said the darkness is fleeing away and the light is coming. And I see God's light shining upon your pathway. And I see the Lord taking the obstacles, the rocks, and those things that would be in your way. And God's just wiping them out of the way. And the path is being made clear. And the mountains are coming down, the valleys are coming up, and the twisted road, the winding road, is being made straight. Hallelujah. And God said it's a new day for you, it's a new time for you, and you're going to dance before the Lord, you're going to shout before the Lord, and His hand is going to be upon you anew and afresh. And I hear Him saying He's going to touch your hearing, your ears, and you're going to hear the voice of God, and you're going to be a light in the midst of darkness. So rejoice, for God lifts you up tonight, and God sets your feet, hallelujah, His hind feet, in those places where I'm going to send you in this hour. That anointing is going to increase, and the love of God is going to increase within you. Now, people are going to be attracted, not just to you or your flesh, but to that love that's within you, to the one that's in you. And God said you'll have a word in season for those that come. So rejoice and know He's heard your cry. And yea, the darkness flees, the light comes and lights up your pathway. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, somebody say amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Anointed your walk life, your feet shall go in the direction of the Holy Ghost. Man would say, go this way, and man would say, go that way. But God said, you go my way, for I shall direct you, my son, and I'll direct your footsteps in this hour. I shall anoint your footsteps, and I'm going to bring a greater anointing upon you. I'm going to give you a greater ear to hear the word of the Lord, and an eye to see that which God's showing you. Vision shall come before you. I shall show you things, saith the Lord, and your eyes shall be anointed, for I put eye salve upon them, saith the Lord. And know that the hand of God shall direct you and your family in this hour. And I shall lead you out, and I shall lead you in. I shall lead you into battle, and I shall lead you into peace, saith the Lord. And as you obey me, saith God, I shall cut away, and yet I shall heal. I shall take out, and I shall put in, and I shall cause the book to come alive to you in this hour. And many shall magnify the Lord because of that which is written about me, that I declare you to proclaim and preach in this hour. For there is a great anointing, saith the Lord, coming upon you, ministering to and through thee. And words of wisdom and words of knowledge shall be given from the Lord. And thou shalt impart them, and thou shalt see life given to the people, and death shall flee, saith the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Perry, I see the Lord ministering life to you. And I as well see your eyes, not just your physical, but your inner eye being ministered to by the Lord tonight. And I see God putting joy within you again. Hallelujah. I see God taking that old death order off of you. And I see God putting joy within you where you'll leap before the Lord and you'll dance before the Lord and you'll cry and the tears shall run down your face and you shall know that God has visited you again. Hallelujah. And that which is in the past is over. God said, that which is done is done. And God said, it is a new time as well for you, my son. And you shall run with the word of the Lord. And you shall walk with the word of the Lord. And you shall ascend and mount up in God. Yea, for I have spoken. So do not allow the flesh to rule, but allow my spirit to take you over and to control and motivate you now. And I shall direct your footsteps going out and coming in. For my hand, my son, is upon you. My quickening power is there. And I do a work. Yea, that shall not only astound thee, but it shall astound even your family and those round about thee. For yea, I'm not through, I've just begun. Yea, submit to thy God, and you'll see the performance of the Lord. For that which he says, he shall do, saith the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Bill, Peggy, the Lord said, many have come against you. Even in the natural, but it's well in the spirit. But know that God is with thee. The greater one indwells thee tonight. And yea, the Lord shall lift you up and shall strengthen you. He shall get you ready for the battle. Yea, he shall get you ready. And he has put the weapons of war within thee. And there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper, saith the Lord. For I put my weapons of war upon thee and within thee, saith the Lord thy God. And thy feet shall go many places. Thou shalt run. Yea, some of the times God said, you shall run, not just walk, for I'm going to send you. For there shall be an urgency. There shall be a time that you must drop everything and flee as I would command thee. I would speak not just to one, but I shall speak to both. And there shall be an agreement, and there shall be a going out and a coming in, for I have spoken, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise His wonderful name. Praise His wonderful name. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 Greg, I see the Lord putting, let me have your hands. Touch His hand right there, Jack. I see the Lord touching your hands tonight. Hallelujah. And I see the Lord, this anointing, this, oh, hallelujah. This fire, the fire of God coming in these hands, anointing your hands, Greg. Amen. Not only to do the work of the Lord, but whatever you put your hand to, God will bless it in this hour. For His hand's upon you, and He strengthens you out of Zion. Yea, I've called you, my son. I've equipped you to go forth in this hour. And yea, thou shalt not just be a follower, but thou shalt be a leader in this hour. For God has spoken it in His body and in His church. And thou shalt be a trumpet, and thou shalt be a mouthpiece for the Lord. So hold not back that which I put in your mouth and in your heart, saith the Lord thy God. For I shall use you, I shall speak through you, and I shall anoint you in this hour. And no weapon formed against you will prosper either, saith the Lord. And I shall cut away, but I shall mend and I shall heal, and I shall pour myself into thee. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's reach your hands out to this lady. I want to pray for her first. Father, we thank you for this sister. We thank you, Lord God, for her love and obedience to you. And Father, we just ask that your power and your anointing to surround her tonight, that God, you would speak to my sister intimately within her inner man. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just bind and take authority over every enemy that's come against her. And I loose her now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let that anointing, Father, just flow into her this night. Lord God, we set her free from any hindrance that's come against her in the name of Jesus. And I just speak, Lord, to her mind and ask you to minister life to her now and quicken her by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, through her joints, and through her bone structure. I ask you to minister to her tonight in the mighty name of, oh, glory. Lord, let the fire go through these joints, go through every bone in her body, Lord, from her head to her feet, Lord, right through her pelvic area and on down her legs and on into her feet, Lord. I ask you to let the fire of God burn and move and heal and deliver her, we pray. Lord, encourage her tonight. Encourage my sister and strengthen her by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you pour yourself into her and make yourself known to her in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your love, Lord, let your love take hold of her anew and afresh tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, I pray in Jesus' name. I want to pray again. Father, I pray for encouragement. I prophesy encouragement to you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, encourage her in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I cut off all enemies and strongholds that would hinder her in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord God, that you strengthen her now and encourage her. I want some of the women, Carol, I want you and Dee Dee, come and pray for her. She needs encouragement. I want you to pray for encouragement. Please pray for her there. And however God leads you all to pray. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. 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 Minister to her, Lord. Minister to her. Praise God. Praise God. Wes. Praise God. Hallelujah. I may appreciate Brother Wes in this meeting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless. Father, we pray strength for Wes tonight. Reach your hands out to my brother. We pray for strength for our brother in the name of Jesus. We thank you for him, Lord, and we bless him, and we thank you for that anointing that's upon him and within him. Lord, continue to use him mightily, Lord, in Omaha and wherever you send him out to, Lord God. We just ask the mighty power of God to rest upon him. Hallelujah. We know it's you, Lord, in him. But, Lord, we just pray now for new energy and strength and ability to do the will of God. Hallelujah. We bless him and encourage him tonight. Bring encouragement to his heart, Lord. Let him know, Lord, that your people stand with him and will pray for him, not against him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for increasing the fellowship there, Lord. I thank you for bringing increase there in Omaha in the fellowship, that you'll bring new ones in, God. That you'll bring many in, Lord, that need help, deliverance, and to be set free, Lord. Lord, I just pray, give him strong men
in the Lord that will stand at his side, that will help him, that will encourage him, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I just declare it and speak it in your holy name, Lord God. And I thank you for him. And I bless his, bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Sida bro, sida bra, kianda brahaya. Koria bra, sida bra, sondele brititaya. Hando bro, siara brakaya. Hallelujah. For the Lord has put the gift of faith within thee, my son. And God has put the working of miracles in you in this hour. And God says, I am with thee to strengthen you as you go out and as you come in. And yea, as I put the faith in my son, I put this faith in you for this hour. So stand strong and be strong in the power of his might. And know that God is with thee. And that God shall bring down every barrier and every stronghold and every hindrance. And I, the Lord, shall be glorified and lifted up in thee. And thou shalt see the miraculous. And thou shalt see healing, saith the Lord. Thou shalt see bodies healed. Thou shalt see the miraculous for this hour, saith the Lord, as you obey me. And that faith shall go into action. And many shall leap up out of wheelchairs. Many shall leap up out of those places where they've been down and put down and hurt. And they shall leap up in the name of the Lord and by the power of the Lord. For my hands upon you, the power working gifts shall operate in and through the Lord.
Amen. And I just see, brother, the Lord's just, there's been a real cry in your heart to even because of the compassion that's been within you. And you reach out and that compassion's released to people. The word of the Lord says it's going to be a multiplication of your ministry. But it's not going to be a multiplication just because you're going to be going, or not even just because of the ministry through the tapes and things that you have. But God's going to begin to give you some Timothys. Not just to hold your hand up. They're going to become traveling companions. I see like two, the Lord's going to give you to travel with. And there's going to be an impartation of that anointing and that deposit that God has taught you. And you've been taught in the closet. And the Lord's revealed them to you not only through the dealings of God, but God's giving you revelation to understand these things. But not just an understanding. Some people can understand things but can't impart them. But God's giving you a real ability to impart these things. And the Lord said he's going to multiply your ministry. He's going to give you Timothys that are going to actually travel with you when you go out. And they're going to understand the things of the Lord because you're going to give them to them and real father them in the things of the Lord. Going to multiply the ministry, and it's something I believe really you've been really crying out to God for, that you could really share the heart of God with others. And really, you know, some people like to do the stuff, but they don't have the heart of Jesus. But God's going to give you some that is going to even share the heart, the heartbeat, and it's going to be an impartation and a multiplication of the very thing that God's taught you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got any more words for anybody else? Anybody else got a word? And you sisters got a word for anybody? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I just want to close tonight. And I want to thank you for what you've done in this camp meeting, Lord. I want to thank you for every deliverance and every healing. Lord, every time somebody's been lifted up through the worship and the praise, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the openness of the people, the hunger of the people. We thank you for all the ministers that have come. We thank you for Glenn and Irma, Lord. We thank you for meeting the finances of the camp, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for meeting the finances of your people. We bless them. And we thank you for them, Lord. And Father, as we go on the meetings tomorrow and then Monday morning, we ask God that you continue to move and bless and edify and strengthen and build up. And Father, if there's others to come into this camp, bring them in, Lord. Bring them in, we pray. Those that have to travel, Lord, when they leave, we ask your protection upon them and over them. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for new vigor and vitality and strength in everyone that's here. All the ministries, Lord. Lord, I pray for the finances for all the ministers, that you meet their needs too. Lord God, not only here, but even back home, Lord. I pray for their needs as well. And I thank you for them. Bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for Bill, Lord, and Peggy, Lord. I thank you for Bill's faithfulness, Lord, to come, Lord, and to stand and sing, Lord. I thank you for that anointing upon Bill's life. Thank you for Bill and Peggy, Lord. Thank you for my wife. Lord, I thank you for Wanda. Thank you for my helpmeet, Lord. I bless her, Lord. I bless her, Lord. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord. Amen and amen.
Oh, refresh yourself. Oh, refresh yourself, my children. Drink. Drink as the dew comes down upon you. Refresh yourself. Refresh yourself. For my spirit lights upon you. My spirit comforts. As the thirsty ground drinks in the dew, so ye may drink in of my spirit, saith the Lord. Open up your hearts. Receive ye. Receive ye of me, for I am pouring out my spirit upon you. But you must receive. How I long to pour out my spirit upon you. But you must receive, my children. Drink, drink. For I love you with an everlasting love, and I desire to fill you to overflowing.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.